Giggles.
It's a best of. Sorry, it's Giggles' fault.
Oh, Giggles.
Send your hate mail to
DavidGiggles@gmail.com.
Yo, you need something moved? Boom, I got it. Breaking up with your lady?
Oh.
Boom, let's do this. Moving, sir. Call me. Let's do it. Boom, moving, sir. Call me. Giggles, I'll pick you up.
Be prepared, because Giggles doesn't have heat in his car.
Make sure you're wearing a coat.
And you might have to wear a gas mask.
It's a little bit gassy in the truck, but anyway, boom, we'll get your shit. We'll move it.
Giggles Moving Company. Contact your local Giggles for more information.
Boom.
Caller, you're on the air.
Oh, yeah, this is Dave.
Yeah.
Dave and Giggles.
Oh, this is great. I love this show. How you guys doing?
Not bad. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. It's snowing out there. You guys been talking about the snow? It's snowing all crazy.
It's the snow show. We're a little snowed in, and we're going to do a little snow show for you. How you doing?
A little snow show. All right. I'm doing great. My wife, she's caught out in the snow in the front yard. She's caught out there. I love it.
What do you mean she's caught out in the snow in the front yard?
She was out by a tree. She knocked into a tree. A whole bunch of snow came down on top of her. And now she's all covered in snow. It's just a head sticking out. I ain't going to go out and get her. I'm not going out and getting you.
Where are you?
I'm not going out there.
It's like a Robert Frost poem.
Where are you, sir?
I'm in Brooklyn. I'm in Brooklyn.
All right.
What's 571?
Well, there's trees. Well, there's trees.
There ain't no trees in Brooklyn, sir. Come on.
There's tons of trees. You kidding me?
Where?
Where?
All right, so you're saying the big story of the day is the snowstorm. What do you think we're going to get, 12 inches?
Well, I hope so. So it'll cover up a fat face. I'm not going out there. I'm not going to get you. Stay out there. She keeps yelling at me.
What is she saying? What is she saying? This is some kind of abuse.
No, I didn't do anything. It was God's hand in this one.
That's a good point.
That is a good point.
She's telling me to come out and get her, grab her, bring her some coffee or something. I'm not doing any of that. I'm enjoying my time in here, fellas. So listening to you guys.
All right. Well, go listen. We'll be here. Give us a call back later if you want.
Tell your friends.
You got it. I love you. Hey, Giggles. Love you.
Love you too, man.
Later, buddy.
All right. See you, Giggles. All right, guys. Love you.
Caller, you're on the air.
My name's Randy. I live in Jupiter, Florida.
Uh-huh. Florida.
Florida. The Florida contingent.
Randy's from Florida.
Down here. Yeah. Well, I'm living here. I'm not from here. My mom moved down here, so I had to move in with her.
Right, right. Randy, what are you doing? What are you doing down in Florida? What's your profession? What do you do with your time?
Well, I'm looking for work right now. I'm in drywall.
Tough times.
But I heard that the hurricanes and everything there's a lot of work down here, but there ain't been no hurricanes this year, so I'm just sort of.
Yeah, it was a light hurricane year.
My elbow up. I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
No, go ahead. Go ahead. You go ahead, man.
Now, I messed my elbow up real bad on the job with my cousin, and I've been soaking it in Epsom salts, but I can't do nothing with it, and I don't know. I'm kind of living with my mom and trying to get everything back together.
That's good. You got community.
I was found you on this internet that she's got.
Well, you like what you hear, buddy?
Say what?
You like what you hear?
I couldn't hear you. What?
Do you like what you hear?
Do I like working where?
Enjoying the show, Randy.
You know what, Randy?
What I heard of it when you was talking about Tiger, when you was actually talking about something, yeah. But
nice. What do you think about the whole?
I mean, I don't know.
This guy does.
Have you seen the pictures of these girls he's been with?
Mm-hmm. We have, yeah.
The Tiger, I don't blame him. I'll tell you what, I've been hurt by women before, and I don't mind one bit him going around on
totally
his wife. They go around on us.
All right, Randy, we're gonna let you go, but
we want you to call back later. You should call back later. If nobody calls in on the show, just call back again.
Well, I gotta go to bed eventually. I'm just gonna listen.
Yeah, just listen and relax, man. Enjoy yourself. All right, be good.
It's good to have you on the show, Randy. He's gone.
Whoa, that was rough.
Hello.
Yellow.
What kind of fucking bootleg operation are you guys running over there?
We're running a radio show, sir. Who is this?
Huh?
Radio show. Who is this?
Jesus.
You're on the air.
It's Jesus.
Giggles or Davey?
This is Dave and Giggles. We're here live at you. Say hello, Giggles.
You got both of us. Who is this? Who am I talking to?
What do you mean, who is this?
Who is this? Who you're calling into our radio show? I want to know who you are. What do you got to say?
You fucking called me. What are you talking about?
What? You garbage. You're throwing pure garbage our way.
Huh?
Where are you right now? I want you to come to the studio
where
right
am
now.
I?
Yeah, I want you to come to the studio. You know where the studio is?
I can't hear you guys. You're having technical difficulties over there.
Oh, no, we're good. I want you to come to the studio. You know where the studio is?
Yeah, I know where the studio is.
All right, I want you to come down to the studio, and I want to talk to you.
About what? In phone, talking like this.
Who are you?
It's like, what are you guys talking about?
We got a radio show, and you called into it, and we want to know what you got to say to the radio show.
I understand that you have a radio show, but you need to identify yourself when you're speaking.
This is Giggles.
Giggles.
You heard me? Giggles. Is there an echo?
Yes, I do. So what do you want to talk about? What are you guys talking about?
You're the one that called into the radio show.
Fucking calling any radio. You called me on my phone. This isn't fucking coffee talk. You called my cell phone. You're supposed to have an agenda.
I gotta...
Huh?
You guys gotta take control, man.
Okay, just keep it going.
All right, listen. Let's get down to brass tacks. All right, it's ducks off of water's back. All right.
I like that. What's going on with the listening devices you have going on over there? Like, why does it keep cutting out? I can't hear everybody.
My audio assistant is pressing the mute button. I think while I talk. I don't know what's going on.
Well, I mean, if we're going to have a conversation, shouldn't I hear what the fuck you're saying?
Totally, dude. Totally. It's like a CB radio over here, man. You know?
Jesus Christ.
Can you give me a 10-4?
All right, thanks, Doc.
All right, we got a call. Real quick, we got a call.
It's a woman. It's a woman calling.
I love it. What's your name?
Finally, connection. So what's your deal with the ladies?
What is the deal? Who is calling? What's your name?
Sasha.
Hey, Sasha, what's going on? Yeah, so if you're out at a bar, right, and a guy comes up to you, and throws you a quote-unquote fastball at trying to like really get the situation going sexually.
Get you hot.
Does that work, or do you want him to be a little bit more subtle?
If he didn't touch me at all.
You don't want Giggles touching you. No, you don't want that.
Have you seen it?
If I punched him in the face and was like, hey, what's up too?
So you'll punch him in the face?
Yeah.
I think she's waiting.
Yeah, oh! Bar. Flight or flee? Flee or flight?
Flight or flee? Flee. What's going on?
What is that?
I don't know.
That's an emergency weather broadcast.
And what is emergency weather? We're going at you.
It is snowing cats and dogs.
Yes, yes. There is actually about 10 snowflakes falling within the last 60 seconds.
Sasha's our on-call snow. I love it, Sasha. Call her your...
Excuse me, I
have
my hung up. I've had my left hand up. It's sitting in class here for like 10 minutes.
Yes, you're on the air.
I'm long and hard about this also.
All right.
And I actually would like to debate this issue because I actually believe and know for sure that actually the current state, no, this is serious about freaking business. It is
wasted.
Poughkeepsie.
The princess of Poughkeepsie.
That is the number one state that is happiest.
You are the princess of Poughkeepsie.
Okay, I gotta go.
I love it. She's like the radio shark. She just stops her radio right in its tracks. I love it.
This show is for the caller.
It's for people. It's for the everyman. Sixth Avenue. You're walking
down
Sixth Avenue.
I'm walking down Sixth Avenue.
Uh-huh.
And this guy is approaching me. And he looks, he's mid-40s. He's got a backpack on. He's wearing like working man's clothes. He's got a hat on, winter hat on.
Carrying like a chimney sweep and
not that much of a working man, but working man. And he catches my eye, and I'm like, oh, great. And now he's starting to head over to me. So he stops me, and I'm going to say this. This is a completely true story for those of the haters out there. Mm-hmm. Completely true story. Stops me, and he says, hi, do you know where at 3 o'clock in the morning, this is 3 o'clock in the morning on 6th Avenue, do you know a place where I could donate to a charity? And I was like, well, there's, you know, around the corner is a St. Patrick's Church. And I was like, why don't you just go to the church? You could probably give them, or, you know, donate to them. And he's like, yeah, I went to the church already. And they told me not to give money to any bums because they'll just buy alcohol or drugs. And I was like, makes sense.
Love the church. I love the church.
Who doesn't love the church? Yeah. I mean, at least they're trying to help people.
Yeah, don't give money to people that need it.
Don't give money to the people that need it. And that was his thing.
Yeah.
He said, I want to give money to someone who needs it and deserves it. To like a real American, right? And I'm like, well, that's very nice of you. And he's like, I am from Africa.
Mm-hmm.
And this is starting to play out like a spam email.
Yeah, I'm like, you have the live version of the Nigerian.
Yeah, I do. Nice. And it gets better. So he goes, I'm from Africa. I love America. They've done so much for Africa. I want to do something good for America. I'm like, that's really admirable of you. I was like, why don't you just, you know, in the morning, go down to Union Square. You can give money to Greenpeace or something like that. And he's like, well, it's 3 o'clock in the morning. Let me say that again. 3 o'clock in the morning. He's like, well, I'm flying back to Africa at 5. So in the next 2 hours, this guy allegedly is flying back to Africa. And he says, well, I'm leaving in 2 hours, and I don't have time to do anything else. So I was wondering if I gave money to you. So at this point, the man pulls out of his pocket a ball of money wrapped in rubber bands. He says, I have $1,500. If I give you the $1,500, you can keep $1,000 and donate $500 to charity of your choice. And the only thing I want in return is for you to tell the charity to send me a thank you note in Africa.
Hmm.
Wow.
At this point, I'm looking over my shoulder. I'm like, I'm going to get a bat to the back of the head, aren't I? And then I'm looking at his other hand, making sure he doesn't pull out a knife and stab me. But he's got a wad of cash in his hand. And he says, I can give this to you. So I'm the only one on the street. What do you do?
First things first, that wad of cash was probably $3 wrapped around a tennis ball. Just so you know that.
All right, we got a caller.
Caller, you're on the air.
Hello? Hello, caller, you're on the air.
Hi. This is Dave and Giggles.
Yes, see.
Ooh, la, la.
We'll sidetrack the show for a caller. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air. What do you got?
Oh, well, I'm calling from Miami, and I want to know if it's okay to sell things on the radio.
To sell things, of course.
I have.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have a bed.
A bed?
I only use it a couple times.
Okay.
For sexy time.
Okay.
But nothing, you know, for sexy time.
Wait, you have a bed you only use for sexy time? You're rich.
Where do you sleep on the other times?
I don't hear well. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. So you have a bed.
All right. How much do you want to sell his bed for?
Yes, I want to sell because I need some money. I need money to, I spent all my housing money.
Okay.
And on dresses.
Poor bastard.
And he's not happy. He's not happy with me. So no. I need to sell something.
Okay.
I also do sexy time for money too. Hence the bed. But I don't
live need Craigslist anymore. Right here.
I need sexy time for husband.
All right.
Regardless only. Okay. You know.
Take this one.
No, I don't know. She's crazy. Call her. Listen. Let's help you. If you're in Miami and trying to sell a bed, we're in New York City.
We're live Craigslist. So how much do you want to sell the bed for?
You know, if you hold on just one, I'm going to actually fill out a Craigslist ad in Miami.
We're going to help you out here. How much do you want to sell the bed for?
I don't know.
$100?
$300?
No, wait, is it a full or queen?
Must be your husband.
I'm sorry. Oh, okay.
Are you okay?
Okay. Call back, okay?
All right. Okay, call back. All right. So
okay. Oh, thank you. Bye. Bye.
All right. She's just got... Oh, should we keep it on? Should we listen
to this?
We should.
I mean, if it gets here, we got to call 911.
Don't hang up on her.
I didn't. She's still there. I think she hung up. She hung up.
So if you were dating a girl...
Sometimes when we touch, the honesty's too much. I want to hold you till the feeling me subsides.
You make everything so uncomfortable. Caller, you're on the air.
What do Mexicans use to cut their pizzas?
What?
Little Caesars!
It happens. You know, you're going to get the guys out there who call up and do stuff. I don't know.
Little Caesars.
Oh, Little Caesars. I got it.
I'm laughing because it took you that long ago.
You think Jailhouse Joe is listening right now?
Yeah. Apparently his whole family is listening.
Really?
Yeah.
You think his sister's listening?
His sister's probably listening.
His sister is cute. I will tell you that right now. His sister is cute.
Jailhouse, if you're listening.
And apologies to the entire Marconi family.
Yeah, seriously.
That was just rude.
It was something that Giggles does, though. I mean,
so forward.
She's attractive. I mean, you got to have, like, one attractive member of that family.
Julie, if you're listening, I want you to call and just bash the hell out of him right now.
Please nail him.
Nail him. That's great, though.
It's good radio.
It's good radio.
Real good radio. I like how the light's shining on the...
I'm putting a call out. I want the entire Marconi family to call in and give you a piece
right
of
their mind. Right now.
Marconis, if you're listening...
I think you just made a nemesis.
Yeah?
Yeah. The Marconi family. You're going to get the Marconi family after you. They're not just going to invent the radio.
No.
What's the 646?
915-9228.
9228. Here we go. The message is off. Marconi family. They're coming for you, brother.
They're coming.
They're gonna ax me. Are they Italian? Yeah, they're Italian, right? They're Sicilian.
Marconi?
Yeah. Marconi.
He is also Puerto Rican.
Really?
Yeah. The Puerto Rican Guinea, as many would call him.
Wow. You're just fueling the fire.
Fueling the fire.
Salt to the wounds. Joe was so angry at the improv show. The ones before Jason. He was just so angry. Kept looking.
Yo, buddy, you're on the air.
What's going on?
Here we go.
There it is.
Ding, ding,
ding, ding, ding.
Super Bowl.
Wait, what? I can't understand you. Talk slower.
Hey, right, what's going on, Joe? You up in New York?
I am. I'm upstate. Say hello to my whole family.
Yay! Giggles wants to talk to Julie.
You want to talk to Julie?
Can we put Julie on the phone?
All right, hold on.
What is happening? I
love this. Hello?
Julie.
Yes.
Hey, this is Giggles. I might be one of your biggest fans. I don't know if you've met me yet, but I do think that you might be the most attractive member of the Marconi family.
How awkward.
Possible.
Who you see?
Moms is definitely.
Dex to Apes.
Dex to Apes. What?
What?
What'd you say?
Dex to April.
Next April.
Yeah, April is. We all know this, but let's move on. Big Joe, Anthony, they're all out there.
They're all out there listening. excuse me, I'm choking up a little bit.
He's
here.
He's getting really blushed.
I'm flushing.
This is embarrassing.
Are you? What do you say? What do you say? You go on a date with Giggles?
He means himself.
Who is Giggles?
Giggles is somebody who thinks you're very attractive. And I would like to go on a date.
How does he know me? But I'm assuming it's a he.
I'm assuming that he Facebook stalks you. That's the only assumption that I could give, Julie.
Most definitely.
Is his Facebook name Giggles?
Yeah, I would. Oh man, I would stay far away.
Julie, listen. I'm drug and disease free. I've got a good job. And
you just said you had aspirations to work for Whole Foods at one point, at one day.
Whole Foods.
Yeah, he works at Whole Foods as a cashier. You want to go out on a date with him?
Yeah, I'm trying to picture him right now.
He's a real person?
Maybe not.
Julie, where do you live? How can we, when can we meet?
All right, that's it. We're going to say happy birthday, Radio Dave, and vote for Jason Curtis for the chili cook-off.
Jason Curtis.
Caller, you're on the air. Hello? Caller? Caller.
can you hear us?
Yeah,
we can hear you.
What's going on?
I was wondering if we could request some music.
Yeah. You want some music? What's your, what kind of music you want?
Do you have Jimmy Buffett?
Oh God!
Oh God!
You said music. Who is this? Is this the president of the Jimmy Buffett family?
Right, let's hold on a second.
Caller, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Denver.
Denver, the Mile High City.
Exactly the Mile
High City. What's your opinion on Steven Seagal Lawman?
Actually, caller, what's your name?
Katie.
What is it that you love about Jimmy Buffett?
I really love his band.
Do you love
that they only work?
Go ahead.
Megan. I'm with Katie. I'd have to say it's storytelling.
Is it the storytelling about hamburgers that you love so much?
I want to just throw it out there that Hamburger in Paradise is a love ballad.
It's a love ballad. I mean, is it like the fact that like he was like, I'm going to write songs about hamburgers and beer.
I just want to clarify, it's a cheeseburger, guys.
I'm sorry, cheeseburger.
Isn't Jimmy Buffett the guy who kicks soccer balls into the audience? The
maybe. Is it Cheeseburger Deluxe?
Well, it may not even be that song I'm talking about. It may be Let's Get Drunk and Screw that I'm talking about.
That's the love song that you're talking about, Let's Get Drunk and Screw.
That I'm talking about.
I think these girls want to screw you guys.
Yeah.
Sounds like it. Katie. Wait, is this Katie or what's the other one?
I think we got Katie and Megan.
Katie and Megan. What's going on out there? What's happening in Denver?
It's a little cold. It's a little chilly out here right now.
Yeah?
Are you guys,
No, go ahead.
What? What was that?
No, go ahead. Here's some music for you. We're just going to play this for you, and we're going to let you relish in the fact that we got Jimmy Buffett for you.
Awesome. You guys are the best. You guys are ready and waiting? You guys are ready and waiting in the queue, I'm assuming.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Are you guys even listening, or are you just calling in?
No, right now, and I'm going to be dancing to that whenever you play it.
We're playing it right now.
Let's just all relish.
Relish. Yes. Jam it for me.
Change the sailors these days. When I'm in all port, right. I get
bring
what
it back
I
down.
Need.
Bring it back down.
Making out to that song. I'm really happy she hung up.
Well, shit. I thought I was calling live on to Dave and Giggles, but I guess you ain't taking phone calls at this time. Send my love to Giggles. He's my favorite shot guy.
Yeah, dude. Was that my first fan call in?
That was your first fan call.
Nice, dude. Nice, man.
That was your first fan call.
That was awesome.
Johnny Massetta out there.
Yeah, Massetta. You know? Good guy.
I do know.
You do know him. So
he's
what's
a good
going
on?
What's going on? Alright, we're coming back.
When we were on break, there was like quite the heated argument happening across the table.
Yeah,
I was concerned by it. I didn't know what was going on.
What argument? What we just had?
Yeah, it wasn't an argument. It was a conversation.
No.
Did you feel like I didn't feel like we were
arguing. I felt like it was an argument.
It was really? A good argument.
For sure.
Yeah.
That's how I normally talk to people.
I felt a little tension coming from Jailhouse.
What's going on over there, Jailhouse? What are you guys
talk
talking
with people
about?
With hate in your eyes?
I wasn't hating.
Well, I don't know.
No.
Yeah, well, that's the way I see it.
No,
it's hate? You know,
it's hate?
Jailhouse, I invite a black person into my apartment, into our studio,
he's
and you got to hate
stories,
on him.
Man.
I'm making up stories?
Yeah, you are.
How am I making up stories?
Well, I was not hating on you at all.
What's going on?
No
let's talk
let's,
about
you telling me right now that everything that I saw in your eyes, all the fire and the burning.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Was not real.
All right, let's take it down.
I feel like I'm being attacked.
Let's take it down. This is getting really heated. What was the argument? Because I was not in the room. I wanted what started this argument, Joe? What did you say?
It was way back when we were in that room before the radio show. That,
okay.
I was showing him my pictures online, and there was this one of this black girl, and he says, "Who is that?" And I go, "Oh, it's Stevie, this B girl." And he said, what did you say? And I was like, she's a B-girl. And he's like, what's a B-girl? And I was like, it's, you know, like a B-boy, like a breakdancing kid. It's like the girl version of
that.
So
she's a breakdancing kid.
You didn't say breakdancing kid. You said dancing girl.
Well, breakdance, dance, I don't know. I thought it was in the first. She's a dancing girl. You know, so like.
When she dances because she's black?
No, dude. Obviously. This is enough. I'm gonna walk away. I'm gonna walk. I can't take this right now. Are you kidding me?
Let's take it down.
With me like
no,
this.
All right. So, Jailhouse. Let's break it down.
So I said to him, I said, "Well, I thought it was like your code name for black girl,
B girl,
because I'd never heard of that term before, and now he's trying to explain to me that B girl has always been in existence."
Well, no. That's what I was saying. I wasn't trying to prove that,
since before the presidency.
Since before Obama.
No,
there've been B-girls and B-boys before Obama.
Right. I'd never heard of it.
All I was trying to say was that I didn't make it up. That's all I was trying to say. And like every time I felt like I said that point right there, you brought it back into like this big racial thing. And I just wasn't really trying to.
Did you hear what he just said?
No.
He said I brought it into a racial thing.
Oh, yeah, and my grandparents weren't slave owners, really.
What did they do?
They're Polish.
I speak English, or if I have any debate, it has to be a racial thing?
I'm not cutting
out.
Wow.
What is this? What's his name? Jailhouse?
Jailhouse.
That's why he's Jailhouse Joe. That's why he's Jailhouse
Joe. Shit got tense in here, dude.
It did. Got real tense. Let's bring it down. So Joe is our number one fan.
Yeah.
There's no question about it. He's the one who put out the transcripts on the website. He is the man. What do you feel about the studio?
Boom.
That's what you give me, huh? Okay, moving on then.
Okay. What else did you really expect, though?
That's perfect. Yeah, that's exactly what I wanted. That was exactly what I
then
wanted.
Then you can cut that all over the place.
Cut it. Boom.
Instead of me having any actual dialogue, I'll just say boom.
Boom.
The entire time.
Soundboard Joe. Whenever we get really heated into a racial comment, we'll just have Joe go, boom.
Wait, is boom a racist term?
Apparently.
Brown Sugar, would you like to freestyle with Giggles?
Wow. Sure.
You want to do
a little freestyle?
Okay. Sure.
Yeah. Because, I mean, being black, you can automatically freestyle.
From birth, right.
Yeah, totally.
It's a part of our DNA.
Yeah,
that's what I've heard. The scientists found it, yeah.
All right, who's got the beats?
Just like breakdancing, Jailhouse.
Okay, you ready for this? You ready? No pressure.
Okay.
Start when you feel it.
5, 6, 7.
Giggles and brown sugar. Giggles and brown sugar. Giggles and brown sugar.
What?
Picking the
what?
Booger. What? Giggles and brown sugar.
What?
Giggles and brown sugar.
What?
Got a black person in my kitchen.
I'm black. And brown, black and brown, brown sugar, that's my name. This ain't a game.
Wow. All right. Okay.
Hello?
Caller, you're on the air.
Hi, how's it going?
It's going great. Caller, what's your name and where are you calling from?
Dollar to the pot.
This is Jason's aunt.
Oh, really?
Wow.
Is this really Jason's aunt?
Is this true? Jason's aunt, what's going on? How you doing out there?
I'm doing well.
Yeah? Do you want
doing
to talk?
Well.
What do you want to say to Jason right now? If he could listen to you right now, what would you say to him?
I'm in a hospital right now. You haven't visited me.
Oh, what a jerk.
Sounds like a little
scary. True.
Wow.
Wow. What's your terrible nephew. What's ailing you?
I've got hemorrhoids
The
size of acorns.
That's true.
The hell is an ant?
The show's gone down.
I don't
mean
to be blunt, but now you know why I don't come to visit you.
It requires surgery. I looked on the Facebook, and it said for him to call. And anytime I try to call him regularly on his cell phone, he yells at me and says that he's busy.
Well, this is why he doesn't call you, apparently.
You guys should know I am from Onion Town.
You are from Onion Town.
This isn't just his aunt. It's also his sister.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
So that one out.
Jason's aunt. What's your name?
Edna.
Edna. We want to know, like, what is the treatment that you're taking right now for your hemorrhoids? Like, is it a serious case of hemorrhoids that you need to be bedridden in the hospital, or is it something that you can take care of?
I tell you, Hunter, just sit on the donut, goddammit. Like, I keep telling you that.
Well, clearly it's something that I have to be in the hospital for, else I wouldn't be in the hospital, you smartass.
So do you want him to come up and apply some kind of ointment to your hemorrhoids?
What? You're a weirdo.
Yeah, you
why would that happen?
Yeah, why would we do that?
I don't know. Apparently, this is something that you
need. Why would I want my next good doctors here that I'm paying out of the ass?
So if you want him to come up and visit you, what do you want to say to him?
Oh, did you catch that? Paying out of the ass.
Paying out of the ass. Good joke. Good joke. Dollar for a caller. And you just donated a dollar to the Haiti Relief Fund.
Yeah, Aned, thank you for calling. I'll send you some money and a card.
But he won't visit you.
I can't.
You can't.
Why not?
I left Onion Town behind a long time ago.
You know what? I'm just going to call your mother, and then she'll have to talk to you about it.
Call your mother.
Tell her she owes me $5.
Oh, jeez. What's going on? This is Mama Dukes. Did you put her on the air?
Throw her on the air. What does Mama Dukes got to say?
Hey, Ma.
Hey.
Hey, what's... Hey, you're on... We're doing the radio show. You want to be on the radio show?
Oh, sorry. Okay.
No. Are you all right? What's happening?
Yeah, nothing. They're keeping Grandma another day. I thought I'd tell you.
All right.
What's wrong with Grandma?
All right, well... Okay, love you, sweetie. Call me later if you have a chance.
I will. Love you, too.
I got a radish in my garden.
Nice. Is it cold down there? Bob, tell us what's going on in your garden.
Okay. Bye, Michael.
She loves to be on air.
Don't put me on the radio. Goodbye.
No, you're not on the radio. Don't worry. All right, love you, Bob.
A woman loves to be on the radio.
Talk to your mom. All right, hold on a second.
Is she already gone?
Ma.
She's
landed. We were talking about the Miracle on the Hudson, and you call and you say the eagle has landed. Well, I'm glad to know. So.
Okay. Yeah, that was something, wasn't it?
Yeah, you're mom. You're live on the air.
Huh?
I said you're live on the air. We're doing.
Live on the air.
Yeah,
I'm live on the air.
We're doing the radio show.
That's awesome.
That's great.
20 hours from Chicago, and you're...
yeah, well, you know, I'm reaching out, Mom. You know?
What?
I'm reaching out. We're not getting paid for it yet, but it's fun.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
So how was your trip?
You'll get a kick out of this.
Yeah. I'm sure our listeners will, too.
We breezed through Atlanta.
Uh-huh.
You know, straight through 75. And on the other south of Atlanta, it said, road work ahead. And... everything came to a screeching halt. I mean, just miles of
Mrs. Giggles.
Traffic. So then all of a sudden it said, okay, half a mile, there's a gas station, no exit off. And Lori says, oh, well, we can just keep plugging along. I said, I'm going to go get some coffee. So I get in the right lane, which is, you know, not many cars in there because they don't go through there. So I headed all the way through the right lane to get off the exit. So he says, well, you can get right back on there. I said, I think we need some coffee. So I get off, go into this gas station, and there's this,
careful.
So he goes to go to the bathroom, and these two guys are standing there talking to this huge black guy. And these two guys look like they're, I think they were with the race car people or something. And they're telling they have to get around this traffic because they have to go south and exit and then north all the way back to Chattanooga by early afternoon. So he's saying, I got to get some gas and stuff, but just follow me and I'll lead you around the traffic. So I said, oh, okay. So I go over to the guy. I says, can we follow you too? He said, sure. I said, well, we'll just be a minute. And so he's out in this huge dually truck. So here's this big black guy in this huge dually truck and these other two guys in a big pickup truck and Lori and I in the Echo. And we've got a train going around the back roads of Georgia. He led us all the way around past the traffic, past the road work, and we went right on our way.
Nice. Right. So a midnight train through Georgia.
It helps to talk to people, right?
Yeah, totally. Totally.
Totally. So anyway. That was our little deal.
Nice. Well, I'm glad the big black guy in the dually truck got you through the traffic.
Right. Yeah. He did. I was happy about that.
Good. So, all right. Anyway. Well,
good.
Yeah.
So we're on our way.
All right.
We got here, so we didn't do too bad.
Good. All right.
So anyway, anyway, well, you're obviously busy, so I just want to let you know that we got in on time. Not on time, but we got in.
Right, you're not on a schedule.
I'm not on schedule, but halfway on schedule. So,
good.
Yeah, not too bad.
All right, Mom.
All right, well, I'll talk to you later. Call me, you can call me tomorrow if you want, when you're able to chat.
All right.
All right, love you, sweetie.
Love you, too.
Bye.
Bye.
Wow, that was totally Mrs. Giggles.
That was awesome.
Suddenly, so many things are so clear.
Yeah, no, it really all really makes sense.
A lot of my questions were just answered.
All I heard was big black guy, big black guy. Everything else was kind of like muttered along, and she just kind of kept going, big black guy.
Yeah.
Caller, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hey, hi. What's happening? What's going on? Talk to us.
I was listening to your question about buried or cremated.
Sure.
Oh, nice.
And you said under the sea, and I wanted to let you know they have this thing that I want to do, that you get cremated, but they put you in an underwater, it's for scuba divers. It's, you go in and it's like a permanent
underwater. Like an underwater cemetery?
Exactly. You choose like what you want to be in. It could be an arch, or it can be a bench, or it can be whatever, but yeah, you're there forever.
That's interesting. Where'd you hear about that?
Somewhere on the internet. It's off Florida, because you were talking about to your mom. Yeah, it's pretty popular. If you Google it, you'll find it.
That is nice. Pretty interesting. Well, so what would you rather do? Would you rather be cremated, buried at sea, or just buried?
I don't know. I guess I'm kind of morose like you guys. I like the cemetery idea. That's one of my favorite things to see whenever I travel is
cemeteries?
Check out some old cemeteries.
Cemeteries are kind of cool. So, I mean, the idea about cemeteries is that, you know, it's kind of like a selfish thing where you would have people come to visit you. You know, so, I mean,
right.
I guess that is kind of an interesting way. Like, being cremated, it's just, you know, you don't have that lasting unless you pass off an urn to your kids.
Yeah, and it's the only way to keep your body or the remnants
unless
of it.
Unless you do, like, Gandhi.
In a house.
Unless
like
you do.
Said,
go ahead.
They split him up into, like, 10 different ashes. They distributed him to different people who were important to him. So the ashes they distributed this week were just, like, the latest in a series that they've done over the last few years in different places all over the world.
With Gandhi.
Yeah.
Yeah. That is pretty interesting. And was it the last remaining ashes of him?
They found a couple, like, as people have been dying off, like friends of his, you know, because thought he was born last century. But this is the last that they know of. But who knows? People could be holding on some more.
That's
crazy. That way you could. Yeah.
Calling, where are you calling from?
Virginia.
Nice. Are you you spreading the Dave and Giggles love down in Virginia?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I used to live up in Carmel, so.
Oh, yeah?
How's the snow down there?
We got about 5 inches yesterday. It's pretty cold, though, but not as much as people around.
Caller, what's your name?
This is Leslie.
It's Leslie. Leslie, what's going on?
How are you, Dave?
I'm good. How have you been?
It's a connection.
Good. Yeah. How have you been?
I'm great. You know, if I can give a little backstory, Leslie, is that all right?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, Leslie is Jailhouse Joe's high school girlfriend.
Jailhouse Joe.
Yeah, so Leslie, like, what's going on with you? Like, you're living in Virginia, you're working, you got a husband, you got kids. What's going on?
Living in Virginia ever since I left Carmel. I work at a nursing home where I've worked for the last 11 years. And married for almost 6. No kids, but 2 dogs, a cat, and a rat. So
ooh. 2 dogs, a cat, and a rat. I love
definitely
it.
It's like a Dr. Seuss book.
Yeah.
Leslie,
how are you?
Good. I'm good. I'm doing the radio show and working and pretty
very
much
cool.
Having fun.
Very cool.
Yeah. So I'm gonna let you go, but it was really good talking to you. And if you're friends with me on Facebook, send me a message. We'll talk that. I mean, it's better to talk rather than doing it on air where no one really understands what we're talking about.
No problem. No, it's cool. You guys do your thing. Just wanted
cool.
to say hi.
Leslie, thank you for calling. Keep listening. Caller, you're on the air.
Yo, Dave.
Yo, buddy.
Yo, what's up, man? What's going on?
Who's this? Who?
It's me, Al. I'm listening to you guys on the radio right now.
I love it. What's going on, man?
Not much, man. You guys are doing a great job. I'm laughing my ass off to you guys.
Sweet. I love it. Thanks a lot. Thanks for the encouragement.
I got a chill. A little chill.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from my apartment here in Queens.
Oh, nice. What part of Queens?
Woodhaven.
Woodhaven. I like Woodhaven. It's a good area.
It's a south side. It's cool. It's tough.
Yeah, it is tough. What's going on? How was your week? We're doing a little week in review here. How was your week? Did it go well? Did it go bad?
It's gone pretty good, man. I'm currently a substitute teacher for a school I can't really name.
Okay. Fair enough. What age group you teaching?
I'm stuck teaching high school, man. I feel like Tom Berenger in The Principal. I mean, in the substitute. That's me.
I like it. Yeah. You go in there prepared every day to, like, these kids are going to revolt. I'm going to have to fight.
Because I'm picturing Tom Berenger in Sniper.
Dude, there's a gang fight every other day in that school. I kid you not, man. I'm like the only white kid. I'm like the only white teacher there, and it's just like, oh my god, I gotta learn like karate before I kick in. You know?
Been spending most our lives living in the gangster's paradise. Giggles, I love it.
You don't know karate.
Do they have any kind of metal detectors at your school?
No, they don't. They just give you a pat down. I feel really secure about that, though. You know?
They give it's you
like
a pat down.
The security guards just pat you down as you enter in the building.
They pat everybody down?
They pat everybody down. That's about
insane.
It
might be a good job for a security guard, just patting down like 15-year-old girls.
Well, I'm sure they have a...
just checking for guns. Checking for guns.
I'm sure they have a girl patting down the girls, right?
I have no... I don't even take part in that stuff, man. I'm just in class, like, just waiting for the bell to start and the bell to end. And
I like it. Do you do any after-school activities?
What's up?
You do any after-school activities, or you help the kids out after school?
After-school activities? This is the New York City Board of Education. There's no money for after-school activities.
I love it.
So you don't like...
Who are you kidding? What is that? So you watch like Friday Night Lights, and you watch all those high school movies, and you're like, wow, that's so great. And then you go to my job, and it's like...
Nobody.
Hollywood has lied to me once again.
Wait.
Oh, yeah, they lie to us all the time.
You mean not at least like training a choir to win a comp? None of that?
Yeah, like Lean on Me has taught me that they can change a school's anthem on the drop of a dime and make it a really nice a cappella song.
Yeah, seriously. They all believe me. You watch Glee and it's like, yeah, this is not happening in this school.
Yeah, I don't watch Glee.
I think the cast of Glee would get their asses kicked.
Yeah.
If they actually went to my school that I'm teaching at.
I love it, man. Well, rock on in Woodhaven. We're going to let you go, but thanks for calling in. Keep listening.
No problem. You guys rock, man. Good luck to you guys.
Thanks, man.
Have a good week, bro.
My clothes are getting dirty in the pile over there. I got a few stains on my underwear. Baby, I know you ain't doing nothing today. Can you take my clothes down to the laundromat? Can you wash my mud-stained jeans? I need my clothes to be oh so clean. I'm talking about you, Dave, 'cause I heard your lady does your laundry. She does your laundry. I don't wanna face you on this radio show, but when I heard that shit, I said, oh no. Be a man and step up and wash your dirty panties. Yo, bro, it's time you take a walk in the fresh breeze.
All right, so here. Giggles grab bag, round two.
I'm not touching that bag. Give it to the professor because I don't want anything in that bag.
No, it's good. I put the knee pads back in there to shuffle it a little bit.
Yeah, because I don't want them.
All right. No, reach in there.
I don't want...
don't touch the knee pads, then.
I got something.
All right.
I got a piece of paper.
Yeah.
What is this? Gaze? Is this a poem you wrote? All right, read me this poem.
No, this is for you to read.
I can't read your handwriting. It's chicken scratch.
You're kidding me.
I can't. I take a glance at you and begin to smile. I'd love to be with you.
Wait, can we get some poem music?
All right, if we get some, you're the actor.
Yeah. So I want you to read this poem that you've written for. Who'd you write this for?
You.
You wrote this. Holy Christ. You ready?
Yeah.
All right.
All right. A little freestyle, sort of?
Do whichever you gotta do. It'll come in a second. Ready?
I take a glance at you and begin to smile. I'd love to be with you for a long, long while. I never tire of your beautiful face. A love like yours I'd never replace. Take my hand in yours and walk with me. Wherever we'd end up is fine, you see. It doesn't matter where we are. It doesn't matter ever how far.
I'm walking out. Hold on. I got one more stanza. I got one more verse. All right.
I look again at your wonderful smile. It captivates, moves me all the while. Making my heart race, my insides swell. If only you'll stay with me, time will tell.
This is bullshit. Get this shit out of here.
It's good, dude. It's good. He's out. We're going to break. I've never had somebody walk out of a studio when I read him a poem. You know, usually they cry or they say thank you, but they've walked out. Man.
All right, well,
if poetry won't get him, then something else will. We're taking a break. We'll be right back.
DaveandGiggles@gmail.com.
It's Lee.
Giggles.
It's
Giggles.
Lee. For fun, it's a wonderful toy. When walks downstairs, a loner in pairs, and makes a
giggly
sound. A spring, a marvelous thing. Everyone knows it's Lee.
Giggles.
It's Lee.
Giggles.
It's Lee.
Giggles.
For fun, it's a wonderful toy. It's fun for a girl and a boy. It's fun for a girl and a boy.
Get a Slinky Giggles in a size and color you like, in metal or plastic.
I like the butt.
Wow. So you want to borrow my car
on the 14th?
Oh,
the 14th, March 14th.
You have that's something you really have to earn.
Right. Well, we're going to do an on-air or at least recorded driving test.
Yeah.
Dave and Giggles.
Scrap, what do you got?
I found out that I also need a car on the 14th.
March 14th?
And March 14th.
You're kidding me.
And I was going to ask Dave if I could borrow his car.
Well, I asked first.
Yeah, but
this is
going to
be good radio right here.
I mean, you asked first, but he knows me, he trusts me, he lets me borrow his car.
I've seen him borrow my car. I've never seen you borrow my car.
It's true.
Well, he lets me borrow his car on a regular basis.
I think it's more of you forcing Dave to let you borrow his car.
Well, he's going to let me borrow his car on March 14th.
Well, what, Dave?
Well, I think this is going to have to be some kind of showdown. This is going to be good radio. I want to see a good showdown. I want you guys to put your heads together, try to come up with something that'll be...
What do you need the car for?
Well, my sister's coming into town from Thailand, who I haven't seen in years, and it happens to be that weekend, and I was hoping to, you know, have a car to take her, you know, to take her out and show her some mountains and stuff, you know, go hiking and things like
that. So get out of the city. You want to get out of the city.
Oh, sure. Why would I want to be in the city?
Yeah. Sure.
You know what? You could go... Actually... We could combine this. We could compromise. We could go up to Sugarloaf.
There's no compromise.
So what do you want to do? What do you have to do with my car?
My girlfriend's going to be in Sugarloaf, New York on the 14th. So I'm going to try to go up there and see her. Okay. Just Sunday.
I say we have some sort of, you know, drive-off, some sort of test
of
responsibility.
But I also want to ask you this, this pull up to both of you. Think about what I'm going to get out of this. Because I'm giving up my car.
Yeah, totally.
You know, for a whole weekend. That's a big move.
I'm just saying for just Sunday.
If I'm saying for the whole weekend.
Oh.
It's getting heavy in here. It's getting heavy.
We need a car. We need a car up here.
Mine got jacked, so I mean, I think it's somebody else's turn to have a car.
That's true.
So when yours got jacked, that's it?
I don't know. I think with the recession and my own just general stupidity, like maybe I shouldn't have a car right
shouldn't
now.
Shouldn't have a car.
I mean, I live in the city.
That's it.
Be good to have one, though, if the apocalypse hits.
I don't think I've ever known you. I've known you for quite some time. I don't think I've ever known you without a car, Scrap.
I think it actually affects my psyche, because I feel like...
Crazy.
Well, no, because I feel a lot more free with a car.
Uh-huh.
You know, a car represents...
It's freeing.
It represents freedom.
Sure.
You know? So maybe I'll get a car. I think I might get a car.
Which probably explains why he's such a, like, a latchy. You know, like he just latches on to things. He's not free at all. He needs other people. We're talking about.
Are you kidding me?
He needs your car.
Oh, right. My gosh. Who got this radio show going? Who said, let's do this? Let's make this happen.
Me. Yeah?
Yeah.
And,
really?
And Giggles latched onto you.
Exactly.
Wow.
Because you represent freedom.
Right. I am the freedom to Giggles.
I mean, look at your beard basically says freedom.
It does. It does. And your hair says crazy.
Yeah. It's nuts, dude. I got to get it cut.
It is. I think you should grow it out.
Keep it going.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Like a fro?
Yeah.
I thought about dreadlocks, but I thought I would never get any sort of
a white guy with dreadlocks. Never.
It's pretty lame.
Good. You should grow them, though.
Corn rolls
would look great.
I was thinking about the lightning bolts in the side of the head.
That also would look really great. Like Z Cavaricci look.
Totally.
But we should have a drive-off.
We will have a drive-off.
Cones and boulders and like obstacle course.
Oh, I like that.
Dave could be like the driver instructor. He can grade us, have little papers and things like that.
So you know what we could do? What we can actually do... A driver's test. We'll go by the book, driver's ed, and we'll go by the book, and we'll grade according to how you would get graded when you take a test when you're like 16.
Okay.
We'll videotape it. We'll get it up on YouTube. We'll get it on the site, and we'll do some audio and we'll bring it on the show.
All right. Don't say it unless you're going
to
do it.
No, we're going to do it. And also, I want you to think about what you're bringing to the table for me.
Okay.
I think there's got to be another element too. Is that so? Not only is this a question of who's a better driver. Responsible driver, but who, if there was a problem, would take appropriate and responsible actions after the problem occurs.
Sure. So we'll set up mock scenarios.
So, like, for example, you know, if I destroyed your car, you know, the insurance check of my other car could be collateral.
Oh, collateral. The insurance check. I guess that's something else I got to look into. If I have the insurance to let other people drive my car.
It does.
All right, if you let me borrow your car, I won't kill your kitten.
See, now you're just throwing out threats. That's just scratch one against you.
You like
that
kitten.
If you let me borrow your car, the next time you go away, I'll take care of your kitten.
See, that's the right approach. You don't say, I'll kill your kitten. I mean, the man knows how to negotiate. Obviously, Giggles does not.
I was brought up in a nation of violence.
All right, we'll work this out, and we'll get this down.
Oh, this is a good one. All when right. I was in like eighth grade, you do those bug projects in science class, and we collect bugs and you stick needles through them, and you know you stick it on a styrofoam board.
Okay.
So you know we're all finished with our projects, and everybody's taking their little bug collection home with them, and I told this kid, I was like outside, I don't know what I was thinking. I don't know what was in my brain. But I told this kid, I was like, yo, karate chop this kid. And he smashed it with his hand. And like, this is so not funny.
That's all you did to persuade him? You said karate chop this thing? Did it?
Well, yeah, because I had it. I was like, yo, bro, smash that. And it was upside down so that like when he smashed it, the needle stuck in his hand.
So you pricked some poor kid.
Yeah, totally. No, I really am sorry for that, because I feel like that's one of those things that like probably sticks with him. Like even to this day, like
you felt wrong about it.
I felt totally wrong about it. Mm. Like a total douche move.
Mm, I can see that.
I mean, the thing was stuck to his hand. He put his hand up. And
was the needle? Was the needle? Did you know that the needle was there?
Oh yeah, I knew exactly what would happen.
You did?
Well, wow.
I would feel very sorry about that.
Well,
sorry than what I think you are right now.
Yeah. No, I am very sorry.
He's
still thinking about it.
He's probably podcasting in his friend's kitchen right now, and their episode is, what's the worst thing Giggles ever did to you?
So true. Good
probably.
Good call, Professor.
Oh, yeah. But that's it.
So was this kid like even legit, or was he like, was something wrong with him?
He just looked at me like, no, he was a cool kid. Looked at me. He looked at me and like looked at the thing in his hand. He was just like, what are you doing? Yeah. So, I mean, if you're out there, dude, I'm sorry. You know who you are. You know, it was seventh grade, outside, right by the
trash can. Can you give us a first name?
Nick.
Nick.
Yeah, Nick.
Poor Nick.
Yeah.
So you prick Nick.
I did prick Nick.
That's pretty low, man.
It is low.
All right, so I have audio from when... So you called. You called.
Oh, yeah.
Radio station.
Totally. Like 2 in the morning.
I
what, dude?
He's just playing.
It was... let me just set it up a little bit. It was 9... minute. This kid called the radio station and talked for 9 minutes. It is publicly funded.
2 minutes is a long time. Do you know anything about
it? If we finally get a rate callers, yeah. And if anyone talks for 9 minutes on our radio station, I'm going to come over there and I'm going to rip your tongue out. Because 9 minutes. All right, I got the audio. Let's play the audio. Let's listen to this.
All 9 minutes or just
WB? No, I added it.
How you doing, man?
What's the good word, man?
Hey, I'm just, you know, keeping it real, man. Trying to survive, you know?
That's a wonderful thought.
I'm just hanging out, man. I got big ideas, bro. I got big ideas, and I'm hoping to let people know about them, man.
Well, enlighten us.
Check this out, man. A 30-day, and don't even, you know, you got to think of it as a possibility. A 30-day global ceasefire.
What is it that qualifies you to raise this suggestion, and how much validity will it hold?
You know,
let's stop it right there.
Who is that? Is that Nelson Mandela?
it's a really, really, like, he makes a solid point, and I think Scrap would back me up on this.
I'll back you up on anything.
What background do you have to talk about these things?
It was a good idea. Why not, dude? Why not, man? Do I need a PhD to throw out a good idea?
But he's asking.
He's asking.
Maybe. He's asking. Let's see what you had to say.
A snowball rolling down the hill only gets bigger. You know, I mean, so I don't know if I answered your question, but I'm a dreamer. You know, I try to spread the good word and sort of, you know, and then somebody might be listening and be like, you know what, that is a good idea. Can you imagine if that could happen? You know, we try to boycott gasoline companies. Why don't we boycott war?
Yeah, can I say that?
I don't even know what he's talking about.
He's
dropping a bunch of things.
You know, this is the thing, what
some
I'm talking about.
Phrases. I had Jehovah's Witnesses come to my house. You know, before, and right. They opened this pamphlet with little panda bears and love and, you know, rainbows and things like that. And that argument was better than Giggles.
Wait, I do want to say one thing. Giggles has a knack for just fucking talking.
Yeah,
just
dude.
Throwing
no,
out.
Oh, that's why he has his own radio
and
show.
Sound, yeah. And sounding like it
hey,
actually means yeah. something.
It's our radio show.
Show, buddy. Let's see what else you had to say.
Please.
You know what I was just thinking? Excuse me for cutting you off.
Oh, man.
That's
no,
only my show.
Still, bro.
My, well, that's a good thing to remember.
Let's stop it right there.
Whoa. Just one more time.
Replay that. Replay that. Silent on the set.
Right here.
You know what I was just thinking? Excuse me for cutting you off.
Oh, man. No, man. It's your show, bro.
My, well, that's a good thing to remember.
You faced me.
I totally faced you.
You know, I'm learning, man. I'm learning the ropes, dude. Because, like, you know, my pops always said, he said, K-I-S-S. My pops. He said, keep it simple, stupid. I don't think he was really calling me stupid.
I think he was.
No, maybe. But, you know, I'm excited. I get on the air at, like, 2 in the morning. And these guys, you know, I'm going to jibber jabber a little bit. Why not?
He wasn't excited. He was sitting there with a brandy snifter going, all right, let's let this white boy talk a bit more. I like it.
What, dude? And I plugged the show.
I know. Let's listen to the plug.
Welcome to With Open Arms.
Your contact information?
Oh, yeah, man. It's a small plug. We got my friends and I have a radio show called Dave and Giggles. Mm-hmm. And it's we're starting out small. We're just kind of we got a small fan base, but we're just, you know, a couple guys in the kitchen and, you know, talking about what's important to us and how we get along and how we survive. And it's all about love, man.
First of all, where do you think it's all about love?
Maybe the DJ.
Yeah, the DJ playing.
This brings up a good point. I've been asking Giggles all week, what is his show about? Is it about love or laughs?
Giggles is all about love, man. I feel like the small fish in the big pond, right? The big fish? No.
All right, let's finish it up because the rest of it is pretty good, too.
Well, I think...
Sorry. DaveandGiggles@gmail.com.
Okay.
That's the website. Not the website, but the email.
All right. Good enough, Dave. Are you Dave?
No, I'm Giggles.
Okay. Good enough, Giggles. Talk to you later, man.
Definitely.
And report back. Let me know how it's going.
I will, man. Got it.
All right. How is that assignment
genius.
Going? You going to report
good.
Back?
Yeah. I checked the email.
you know, the daveandgiggles@gmail.com to see if there was going to be a flood of emails.
What'd you get?
Nothing.
Nothing. I checked too. Nothing.
Up this, I just got
this just in.
The woman is back inside. She escaped the tree.
Oh, good. Thank God.
Woo. Yeah.
Thank God she's safe. Yeah. All right. Well, we're going to bid you a day.
Uh-huh.
Later.
Later.
Idly hey.
Go home.
Doodly-doo.